Well, hi everyone. It's so good to be with you today. I'm really excited to share this message. I'm also excited, as we've just seen, that February we've got Vision Weekend, so we get to hear what God has imparted onto the heart of Pastor Rob and Pastor Christy for Bayside for this year and even a bit further beyond that. And also beach baptisms. I love baptisms. I think it's an amazing experience when you go and get to celebrate with people as they make that public declaration and take that faith step to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I encourage you, if you haven't been baptized and you've been thinking about it, sign up for it. Have a chat to a ministry leader or connect group leader or one of the team, and we'd love to baptize you at Chelsea Beach. And I'm praying in Jesus' name that it is warm and a hot day, not raining like it often is. But I'm really looking forward to these two things, because vision is hearing God's heart for us as a church and as a people, and then seeing people publicly declaring their partnership and allegiance to God. And I think that those are two amazing concepts of God pouring into us and then what He has poured in being poured out of us. And yes, I am being intentional in talking about pouring of like the act of water, because I'm going to be using those references quite a bit today. And they excite me because of that interwoven relationship between God and us, that He is speaking to us and pouring into us, and subsequently our lives are a reflection of what He has poured into us. And I think that this whole concept of hearing His voice and outworking what we hear is a great principle that we should take into our lives at all times, but I think particularly at the start of a new year. You know, the slate is clean, and there's new opportunities. We're seeing things, and particularly this year, 2021, we're still in a global pandemic. Yes, we're able to do a little bit more than what we have been able to, but 2020 was tough. It was a hard year. And so I'm really excited that, you know, one of the things about God is that He stays the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same. He is sovereign. He is King, and He is on the throne. His rule, His reign, His kingdom, His power, His love do not cease, and they do not hit the pause button because of a pandemic and because of restrictions placed on people. Our God is higher than any other church. He is faithful. He is moving, and He wants to use each and every one of us. And today, that's where my focus is, on how He wants to speak to us, is speaking to us, and how we can partner with Him, and that God actually wants us to partner with Him. You know, as I've said, 2020 for many was rough, and for others, it was worse than rough. However, we have seen innovation, adaptation, and creativity in a whole new way. I think about working from home. You know, relationships in families or friendship groups have been restored or gone to a whole new depth because of working from home. I think for Em and I, there were days in the week where, like, I was working from home the whole time, and there would be days when Em was at home as well. And so a few days a week, we'd be able to actually have lunch together and talk, whereas we wouldn't normally get to do that. And I've heard similar stories for other families as well. Not to mention we've saved money on petrol and maybe saved some anger at other drivers and the way that they may drive. We've adapted with church online. You know, I love the fact that I can stand here in front of a camera. I do miss being able to interact with people, but I love that we have the technology and the ability to record church and broadcast it online so that people can watch it all around the world or anytime during the week. We've seen our Connect groups meet on Zoom. We've completed Alpha and Freedom in Christ and seen a number of sessions of our Steps discipleship pathway taught online during a pandemic. And not only that, I've loved seeing people embrace the challenges, embrace the new season that is before them and before us. And pretty much in all areas of our life, change was forced upon us in 2020. And things aren't the same, and I hate to break it to you, probably aren't ever going to be the same again. And even now, a couple of weeks into a new year, there's still uncertainty. There is still struggle. And it may seem like your situation is bleak and that there is little hope in whatever you are facing. But there is light shining through. And that light is that our God reigns. The light of the world has not and will never be extinguished. He is moving and he wants to use all of us. And that's worth being hopeful about. The question is, are we ready and are we willing for God to use us? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your goodness and we thank you for your faithfulness to us through 2020, a year like no other. We thank you that you were faithful the whole way through and that now, as things are starting to open up, as people go back to work, as church opens its doors again, as we can meet together and sing your praises, I pray that you would open our hearts to the new thing that you want to do, that you would open our hearts to you, that there would be no lid on our lives, that we would be receiving from you. You would pour into us so that we can pour into others. And I pray that you'd be speaking to all of us today through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So today, you're going to see a lot of me holding a bottle and referencing different aspects of the bottle. And so, as you can see, bottle has, in this case, with water in it, there are three parts to this. You have the actual casing of the bottle itself. And so this is a vessel. And so in a lot of ways, this represents us, like the individual us, you, me, Joe, Sandra, whoever's watching in the corner. This represents us individually, but also corporately. And then you have the water inside, the living water, as scripture says. This is the Holy Spirit in us. So we are vessels of the Holy Spirit. And then there's this red thing on the top of the bottle. There is the lid. And the lid, well, the lid is a container. It contains the water within the bottle. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes the Holy Spirit needs to be contained in us so that we can be transformed from the inside out so that we can speak. However, the anointing isn't just for us. The power of the Holy Spirit isn't just for us. Power of the Holy Spirit comes into us and then needs to flow out of us into the world around us. And so today, this lid is being seen as a blockage, is the thing that gets in the way of God pouring into us and then subsequently the Holy Spirit pouring out of us into the world around us. I'm going to revisit this in a little while. I wonder what emotions hearing 2020 elicits in you. I know for me, I look back at it and, you know, I have some good memories. There were things that I was able to do, like I said before, having lunch with them quite regularly. We got to spend a lot more time together than we normally would. But there were a lot of struggles and a lot of things that we missed out on. And last week, Amelia spoke about the importance of remembering and learning from the past, but not becoming captive to it. We can't get stuck in the past. And this is a great principle to remember, that yes, we learn from what has gone on before. We learn from the people that have come before. We learn from our experiences, but we don't get stuck there. Just because something was done a certain way before the pandemic doesn't mean that we should do it the same way after the pandemic and as we come out of that. And I want to explore some of this today. And so the title of my message is Get Rid of the Lid. And I want to look at two elements of this. The first, that God is pouring into us. And the second, so that we can pour into others. God is pouring into us, church. He is always speaking. We have His word. We can commune with Him in prayer when we interact with one another. Because remember, every person is made in the image of God. So we commune with God when we are interacting with and speaking to other people. And I take comfort in this fact that God is always pouring out, that He is always speaking. There is so much noise in the world. You know, I think watching the news throughout 2020 was a bit of a stressful event a lot of the time. You didn't know what was going to change or what was going on. And then you get stuck with the noise in your own head. But even with that, God is still pouring His love, His peace, His joy, His mercy, His power, His wisdom, His anointing, His spirit into and through us. And so this empty bottle is like us. We are a vessel ready for God to pour into us so that we can then pour into others. But to pour out, we first need to be filled. God, we need to be poured into, which God wants to do and is doing. He pours into us. And it's not just a once off, because as we give, we need to go back to Him to be refilled. It needs to be a constant process. And so the question is, are we positioned, ready to receive what God is pouring out? Or have we put a lid on God? I mean, is God over here and He's pouring out? Is He calling you, calling us to come to the well where He is pouring? And are we stuck over here? Is our focus on a situation in our life? Are we stuck in our emotions or on things? And so we are missing what God is pouring. We are not where He is. So it's important to position ourselves under Him, for Him to pour into us, to not have a lid. So we need to know His voice and what He is calling us to do and where He is calling us to be. In order for Him to pour into us, we need to position ourselves in a way that we can receive what He wants to pour into us. And now, we may not intentionally put a lid on, but it happens in life. Perhaps we're standing under the wrong tap. You know, we're being poured into by things that aren't God, by things that aren't His will and His purpose for us. Perhaps we're under the right tap, but at the wrong time. Are we rushing it? Are we pushing it? Are we waiting? Could be the positioning of where our heart is and where our eyes are. Are we fixed on Him? Maybe it's our attitude in thinking that we're okay. Maybe I don't need to be poured into today. God, yeah, just go pour that into other people. Maybe we've got that wrong. Maybe we are stuck in the past in the way that, you know, church was done this way, or, you know, we've done work this way, or our family dynamic has been this way. Perhaps the focus needs to shift to what God is saying and what He's breathing on. Perhaps your focus in lockdown was on binging Netflix a lot. I'm guilty of that. And so I was filling time with things that kind of detracted from that communion with God. And it happens. We don't beat ourselves up. We just move on. We take ourselves and we reposition ourselves so that God can pour into us. And now in Luke chapter 18, verses 18 to 23, this is a story about a rich young ruler. A ruler asked him, being Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked him. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother." "I have kept all these from my youth," he said. When Jesus heard this, he told him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all you have and distribute it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." After he heard this, this is the rich young ruler, he became extremely sad because he was very rich. Wealth became the lid and the blockage for this young man. He honored his parents, he didn't kill, but he wasn't ready or willing to receive what God was pouring out for him. Jesus has offered him a place at the table. "Come, follow me." But this guy put a lid on his life. Have we created a lid or a blockage to what is being poured out? Are we ready, willing, and positioned to receive what God is pouring out to each and every one of us? Last week, Amelia shared from Luke chapter 5 about new wineskins. And she unpacked this last week, and I recommend you go back and watch her message and be encouraged. And we see in this parable that there is new wine being poured out. And so this wine wasn't completely fermented. So when you poured it into a new wineskin, that would expand as the wine expanded. So the wineskin was able to stretch and grow. An old wineskin can't do that. And so God has this new wine for all of us, new opportunities, new revelation, new miracles, new breakthrough, new open doors, new restoration, and so much more for us. But are we asking him to pour it into an old wineskin? Or are we willing to position ourselves to be stretched, to grow, and to become a new wineskin, to be transformed into the vessels of the anointing and the power of God? Or are we stuck in old habits, in old ways of thinking? God is pouring new wine, church. Are we ready, willing, and positioned to receive? It's time to get rid of the lid and be transformed, to be made new. Pour it out, Lord. Pour out your Spirit on, in, and through each and every one of us. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out. So that number two, we can pour that out on others. As you pour into us, let us pour out into others. And so we sometimes put lids on God being able to pour into us at times. And at others, we may put lids on pouring out what he has poured in. Luke chapter 5, verses 4 to 6, we see a couple of fishermen in a boat and they're throwing their net down on one side and haven't caught anything. And then Jesus, who would have been a complete stranger to them, walks to the shore and yells out to them, "Hey guys, why don't you throw your net down on the other side?" I don't know about you, but if I was in their shoes, I'm a seasoned fisherman, it's my profession. Be like, "Dude, it's the same water on that side of the boat and this side of the boat. If there's no fish here, there's no fish there." But there was something about him. He said, "Throw your net down on the other side." And so the guys were like, okay. They weren't stuck in that habit. They weren't stuck in being a know-it-all. They grabbed their net, threw it down on the other side. And what happened? The net was almost bursting with fish. They caught so many. And so I think that we can't get stuck in habits and make old habits a blockage from God pouring into us or pouring out of us into the world around us. I think about it. We've done church, we've done worship, we've done life, we've done parenting and work and prayer. We've done everything in a certain and particular way. But what if Jesus is saying to try something new? What if he's saying, hey, throw your net down on the other side. Let's see what happens. He has new for us, church. Are we willing to position ourselves in a way that we can receive from him and then see something new in our lives? God says we are his special possession, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that he loves us so much, he sent his son to hang on a cross and die for us. I don't know where you're at today. Together though, let's get rid of the lid. Let's get rid of the lid for us individually. Let's help each other out there. But as a church, where can we get rid of a lid and see that something new that God wants to pour into and through us? Let's see people transformed by the power and the glory of God. Who wants God to release his power through us? Acknowledge him right now, wherever you are. Who wants God to release his power through us? Often we hear that and we're like, yes, God, do it. We're ready. 3, 2, 1. Release. Like, God, release. Now, the thing is, we may be willing and we may have received from God, but sometimes there's a blockage. There's a lid. Now, God is bigger than this blockage. He is stronger, he is sovereign, and he cannot and will not be contained. He can use us even with a blockage or without a blockage. However, he wants us to be free of these blockages so that we can operate with the fullness of his purpose for us and operate in the fullness of who he has created us to be. He wants all of us. And life creates that lid sometimes. Whether it's comparison, we look at someone else and go, I wish I had it all together like they do. I wish I was as eloquent as them. I wish I had as much hair as they do. Maybe it's unworthiness. We don't feel like we're good enough. Maybe it's a longing for what once was. Maybe it's that we're being held captive by the words of others. It could be pain, guilt, shame, unforgiveness. There are so many things that can sometimes get in the way and cause a lid or a blockage. Whatever it is that creates a blockage or a lid, we need to release that. It takes time, but we need to release that so that we can prophesy over people. We can lay hands and pray for people in a COVID-safe way at the moment, of course, but we can pray for people. We can see healing. We can speak life and truth into their situations and their circumstances. And as we focus on God, the lid starts to loosen. And as we loosen the lid, a little bit of the anointing is released. And then we twist it a little bit more. We start to shake free of these blockages. More and more is released. And as we lay down our lives, as we allow God to pour into and transform us, the more these blockages are shifted by the power of God flowing through us, allowing us to respond to his call and pour out in the world. We start to get rid of the lid and live in fullness and in freedom. And the final step is that lid is gone and we can pour out wherever we go. We can pray, we speak life. The glory of God flows through us and then into the world, helping people see the love of the Father for them. Let's not let the blockages and the lids contain God and contain what he wants to do in and through us. Let's step out into the fullness of who we are created to be, church. So if we want to see God's glory, His power, His love, His goodness shine in the world, we need to submit to His authority, to seek His face, to seek His anointing, to follow and live for Him. As we get rid of the lid, we allow God to move in and through us and see breakthrough, supernatural provision, to see miracles, to see hearts made new, and to see people transformed by the love of their Father. So today I ask you, what is your lid? What do you need to let go of? Take a moment right now and let God speak to you. Let Him open your eyes to see what you can be and who you can be. Father God, we thank You for Your goodness. We thank You that You love us and that You are constantly pouring into us and allowing us to be Your representatives here on earth. And so I pray for everyone watching today. I pray that there would be freedom and fullness in You. That whatever the lid or the blockage may be in their life that is holding them captive and stopping them from fully stepping into what You have for them, I pray for breakthrough in Jesus' name right now. I pray that You would bring things to the surface for people to help them move through them, to help them knock down that wall, to knock that blockage out so that You can pour into them and then pour out of them into the world around us. We thank You for Your love. We thank You that we are empowered by Your Holy Spirit to go and change the world and to be a difference, to speak light into darkness, to speak life into death, to bring joy, to bring hope, to bring grace, and to bring mercy. Thank You for that opportunity and that privilege, Lord. And if you're watching here today and you want to be poured into, maybe God hasn't opened your heart or you haven't opened your heart to Him before, God is pouring out to you. So if you want to commit yourself to Jesus, if you want to open your heart to Him, I encourage you to follow the link in the chat. And one of our pastoral team will reach out to you. We want to give you a Bible, chat with you, pray with you, and be able to help you take that step of removing the blockages and allowing God to pour into you and transform you through His love. So Lord, I just pray You would bless everyone watching this today and that You would be with us in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.